Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Welcome in, you guys. Time for Daily Editorial. It is the 18th of October, Monday. We're starting a new week today. I want to say I did not address any comments over the weekend, but I have been addressing them since this morning. The reason I didn't work on the weekend is some of my close friends, many of whom are guests on our show, came up to visit me to make sure that I was okay. They stayed the entire weekend. We played some golf. We went out and ate some great food. And I did not want to detract from these guys, some of whom flew in from literally thousands of miles away to visit with me. All the support that I'm getting from my close friends and all the support that I'm getting from my close friends, which includes the bloggers, I just thank you so much for doing that. That's why I didn't start working on comments until this morning. But I have started this morning, and I do appreciate what you said, B, about the half of the show that we devoted to the COVID situation, where we stressed that Jimmy was 100% right in the sense that if you are in a very high-risk category, you probably ought to do the vaccination, etc., because people who are in a very high-risk category, as Colin Powell was, basically stand a not a great chance, but a chance of perishing from COVID. Jimmy, you want to elaborate a little bit on that one?
Well, as we've heard, Colin Powell, you know, I respect the gentleman, and I've worked with him, and I've actually, as I was telling you earlier, got a picture with he and my family. He was double vaccinated. He was fully vaccinated. So there's a certain point at our as we advance in age where our bodies are not going to be able to respond to a flu, which usually turns into pneumonia, and of course the COVID, which does a very similar thing. So I don't think there's a lot of risk. And maybe there's some benefit for taking it if you're in one of those risk categories. At the same time, I'm concerned about the long-term effects. There is no long-term study that shows what the long-term effects will this be. Of course, if you're at an advanced age, that's not as big of a concern as the younger people that are really not affected by COVID. So, there's a lot of pressure. A lot of people are, back and forth. The unfortunate reality is there is so much misinformation and so little research done by actually, the American public. We don't know what to, there's so much propaganda going out there that many people don't know what to think about it. You do see a large percentage of the population beginning to question people like Anthony Fauci and question some of these lockdown policies, as you see southern states have less hospitalizations without mask mandates, and northern states with mask mandates having, higher both hospitalization rates, but also with, mortality rates. And you're also seeing a very large increase in people that are double vaccinated with hospitalizations. And some whistleblowers and some reports, over half, in some places, they're talking, 70, 80% of hospitalizations of people that are double vaccinated. But if you're at advanced age, once again, you're at risk. So like Colin Powell, you can still perish from, and you will. This is the reality. We are all going to perish for something. We will all die at some time from some reason in the future. We'd prefer that not be from COVID, but when the mortality, the average age of mortality is lower than the average age of death from COVID, then, we've got to wonder why we're shutting down our economy, why we're changing the world, why we're trying to force children into vaccinations, why we're firing people from their jobs, especially the people that we really supported last year, the emergency responders and the police and healthcare workers. It doesn't make a lot of sense, and I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that.
I don't think there's any question about it. I want to talk a little bit about the local elections here. Barb Sturdivant, who I voted for, by the way, and Kamal, who I voted for, by the way, and some of the other conservatives who I voted for, by the way, here locally, get out the vote, if you would. You know, the Democrats are very, very active for the upcoming election, which is on November 1st. They're very, very active. I had a woman come by my house from the Democratic Party. I didn't argue with her, but I will have to say that she was very, very vocal and very polite and very appropriate in many of the things that she said to me. I don't see anybody at all from the Republican Party in my county coming around, and that makes me angry. Jimmy, you want to comment on that?
Well, you do see me, but but yeah, I know there needs to be a better organizational structure, and I've talked about this with the party, local party. They're not nearly as well organized nor nearly as well funded as the local Democratic Party. We live in a blue area, in a deep blue area. And the unfortunate part about it is conservatives have been silenced out of intimidation and fear tactics in large blue Democratic areas, to where they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to lose their jobs. They're afraid to be alienated. They're afraid to be painted as something, as a conservative. They're not proud of it, and they hide it, which means they're not as involved. They don't provide as much resources. And again, the Democrats are willing to say anything and do anything, and they're willing to, honestly, in my view, the vast majority right now are accepting absolute lies from this administration if they continue to support the Biden-Harris regime and the local politicians, which are actually undermining them. We see it in every major city. So yes, the Republican Party in Whatcom County, the Republican Party everywhere around this country needs to stop worrying about being intimidated and start standing up for individual rights and individual freedoms, to stand up for the basic principles of the Constitution, and get out and get people that are frustrated with what's happening in America right now and get them to vote and get on board with a view that actually protects individuals' rights. I'm incredibly frustrated with it.
Yeah, I think the worst thing that can happen, Jimmy, in the November election is purely and simply if the Republicans don't get active, if the liberals get the support that they're working very hard to get. I think we're absolutely in serious, serious trouble in this country. I mean, look what's happened since Biden took office. Number one, Kamala Harris has proven how worthless a vice president she actually is by her total lack of action on the southern border, number one. Number two, we have an inflation that my friend from California who flew up here to check up on me said he's now paying $5 a gallon in California for regular gas. He couldn't believe that you could buy high-test gas in our neck of the woods, Jimmy, about $4 a gallon. But we have an inflation that won't stop. We have a supply chain issue that won't stop. It's just absolutely ridiculous how weak our economy is getting to become, and that scares me, Jim.
No, it scares a lot of people. I'm just talking about your friend there. You know, hey, I'm out in South Carolina, and it's $3 a gallon for gas. So, you know, the inflation numbers have been modified since the 80s. You know, when the 80s, the early 80s with the Carter era, when we were talking, you know, super high inflation rates and super high interest rates because of that, they've recalculated. They do not use the same calculations they did 40 years ago. So they're not including things like gas prices and food prices. If you include those, according to many analysts now, if you include the same, if you calculated the way you did in 1985, inflation, we'd about be at about a 10% inflation rate, according to a number of economists. So that is going to have tremendous impact in the long term on our economy. Firing federal workers, firing soldiers, are criminalizing not taking a shot, an untested shot without long-term research, by forcing people out of their jobs, by forcing major corporations to mandate vaccinations or lose employees when we're in an incredibly difficult labor market that's confusing. And then what we're doing at an international level, you know, we're basically embarrassing this nation with Afghanistan, with policies between Australia and France, with our NATO alliance partners. The Russians apparently just pulled out of their NATO mission there, which is a very important thing to maintain some sort of communication level so we don't have more conflict. You've got China advancing in numerous areas, threatening Taiwan on a daily basis. You've got the North Koreans firing more missiles and more rockets. The Chinese launched this super nuclear-powered hypersonic missile that circled the globe before it landed. Now, it missed its target, but that's a technology that apparently, according to intelligence agents, according to my understanding, many people did not expect them to have for a long period of time. You throw all these things together, America is on the precipice of collapse and failure in the international world and in our own domestic policies with all the other things that are going on. This is crazy. And thank goodness there are a lot of people that are beginning to say, what the heck is going on? And they're pushing out of New York, New Jersey. I'm down here in South Carolina right now. People are moving in droves from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, coming down south, from California, leaving Washington, leaving Oregon. And they're moving to places where they actually have respect and freedom and some economic mobility.
Yep, I agree.
We're seeing a change. We're seeing a global change. We're seeing certainly a national change, and it's really because of the bad decisions of this administration.
Jimmy, I agree 1,000%. We've been going for 11 and a half minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cut it here. If anything serious happens today, Jim and I will be back on the air late afternoon. Jimmy, I know you're coming home tomorrow. Have a very safe trip coming back. And thank you for your time yet again.